Welcome to K-Wave. I'm Hong Bin-jung, your South Korean living right here in Singapore, bringing you all you have to know about the Hallyu fever, or the Korean wave. And if you're heading to South Korea soon for your summer holidays, and you want to know where to get the clothes to dress just like how South Koreans do, delve deeper into the world of Korean fashion, and fill your shopping bags with all the trending styles in Korean fashion, you've come to the right place. It's K-Fashion Today on K-Wave, and I'll tell you some of the local brands and designers you need to check out while you're in South Korea. Hallyu fashion has a reputation of never serving up anything short of edgy, fun, and eclectic. And you'll need to know these labels to up your street cred. Moon Choi, a Parsons School of Design graduate based in New York, is a designer and brand that you need to look out for. The label is synonymous with unusual silhouettes and deconstructed tailoring that marries masculine cuts and feminine subtleties. And you may have already spotted her designs on Blackpink's Jennie Kim, who wore a matching pantsuit set by Moon Choi at a recent launch of hashtag Gentle Home with Gentle Monster in Seoul. And counting the likes of K-pop idols Hwasa and Red Velvet's Joy as loyal fans, Lee is also another designer you should look out for. Her name is also the name of her brand, and she offers wardrobe staples like jeans, blazers, and tank tops, imbued with streetwear sensibilities and an edgy vibe. Lee is an independent fashion brand based in Seoul, Korea, established back in 2013, and it aims to express bold attempts involving freedom, exploration, originality, and future-oriented elements through fashion. And if you're looking for some styles like Rihanna or G-Dragon, HBX is a brand to look out for as well, because both Rihanna and G-Dragon have worn this brand before. Designer Haein Seol launched her brand HBX in 2014, and her brand screams youth and rebellion with its oversized yet sexy styles that trendsetters like Rihanna and G-Dragon both love. But if you're looking for some simple yet trendy styles, Beyond Closet is perhaps a brand you might want to check out. Just like its name, Beyond Closet offers a selection of pieces that extends beyond just clothes that hang in the wardrobe. This varsity-inspired label celebrates individuality and style, offering trendy pieces that is a mix of high school preppiness and funky streetwear. From check shirts to graphic knits and sweaters, Beyond Closet is all about creating comfortable and easy styling pieces. And if you're looking for some effortless look, Rocket X Lunch is another brand to look out for. Rocket X Lunch is the epitome of effortless chic, standing out as one of the brands to not have their logo integrated into the design. The label aims to make its name solely based on its style and is undoubtedly doing a fine job at it. Featuring a wide selection of clothing from layered tees to leather jackets, their products are trendy pieces crafted with quirky, irreverent touch that will stay relevant for all year round. But if you're looking for something more under the budget, cheap yet fashionable clothes while you're in Seoul, here are some places to check out there that offers the best trendy clothes at a very reasonable price. Places I even went often when I was living in South Korea and didn't want to spend so much on clothes. The first place you can check out is Ewha Woman University Shopping Street. Strategically located just outside Seoul's most prestigious all-female university, Ide owes its reputation to their next-door female neighbors as a Hallyu fashion statement. And this next one is my favorite, Hongdae Shopping Area, or Hongik Shopping Street. Owing to its influence to Hongik University's impressive art programs, Hongik Shopping Street has a lot of shops that you can shop from with styles that include not only chic and classy, but also styles with bold, independent fashion statements. Of course, waste no time and dive straight for the gigantic sticker signs that scream discounted rack for cheaper hauls. And finally, Express Bus Terminal Underground Shopping Mall. Bet you didn't know there was an underground shopping mall that's worth checking out in Seoul. As underground it is, it's quite underpriced. Definitely a shopping paradise dedicated to femininity. This underground shopping mall has a range of shops that you can choose from, whether it's for clothes, for shoes, or even for bags. All at a price that can have you shopping for more without breaking your wallet. And it's also the perfect wet weather location to continue your shopping spree. Hope this helps with all your shopping while you're in South Korea. But if you're not going to Seoul anytime soon, just save this podcast and listen to it again later. Happy shopping! This has been K-Fashion with me, Hong Bin Jung, on K-Wave, right here on Money FM 89.3.